This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran has rejected President Donald Trump's offer of talks without precondition. A foreign ministry spokesman said sanctions and pressure are the exact opposite of dialogue. In a tweet, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said threats, sanctions, and PR stunts won't work. Political analyst Mazyar Akhadzadeh said Iranian officials are trying to find out about Mr. Trump's real motive, learn whether he's really seeking a deal or trying to cause Iran's collapse. Mr. Trump decided to withdraw from the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran, citing its malign activities. The U.S. is preparing to reimpose sanctions that could cause further problems for the Iranian economy. President Hassan Rouhani Tuesday called the U.S. move illegal, saying it's up to the European signatories and China to salvage the deal. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. willingness to talk to Iran about improving relations is a longstanding one.
Both the secretary and the president have addressed this numerous times, that we would be willing to sit down with Iran and have conversations about the future of that country. This is nothing new. The State Department has said this and the White House has said this.
Pompeo is not planning to meet his Iranian counterpart during a weekend Southeast Asian summit in Singapore. Zimbabwe's opposition is expressing concern over the country's election commission's delay in releasing results of Monday's election, in which both sides claim victory. Tendai Biti, with the Movement for Democratic Change, suggested there's evidence of interference with the people's will by the authorities.
So, for instance, as I'm talking to you right now, there's a deliberate delay in formally announcing results.
Turnout was 75% in Monday's ballot. This was the first election in which Zimbabweans did not have Robert Mugabe on the ballot. He was ousted by the military in November. This is VOA News. In Mexico, dozens were injured, although there were no fatalities, after an Aeromexico passenger plane crashed shortly after takeoff from Durango en route to Mexico City. The twin-engine Embraer 190 took off in heavy rain. Flight 2431 may have been hit by a strong air current. Scott Hamilton is with the Seattle-based aviation consultancy, Liam Company.
The rain may have suppressed any fires long enough for people to get out. We clearly don't know enough to draw any conclusions. If it's taking off in heavy rain, the investigators are obviously going to look at what the precise weather conditions were.
The plane had 97 passengers and four crew members aboard. The U.S. Tuesday said it expects North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to keep his commitment to give up the country's nuclear weapons.
What we're going on is the commitment that Chairman Kim made to our president, and that is the commitment to denuclearize. And that is something that we certainly anticipate, that he will hold up his end of the bargain and his commitment on that.
That commitment made during a historic Singapore summit with President Donald Trump in June. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert declined comment on recent satellite imagery showing renewed activity at the North Korean factory where it has built intercontinental ballistic missiles. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Tuesday vowed to protect the country's electoral process from foreign interference. Pence spoke at a cybersecurity summit in New York.
Any attempt to interfere in our elections is an affront to our democracy, and it will not be allowed.
He said the U.S. will not tolerate any foreign interference in domestic elections by any foreign state, and reaffirmed his and President Trump's acceptance of a U.S. intelligence assessment that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. A Turkish court has rejected an appeal for American Protestant minister Andrew Brunson to be freed from house arrest. He's on trial for terrorism and espionage in connection with the 2016 failed coup. President Trump has threatened Ankara with sanctions over the Brunson case. At least 15 were killed Tuesday in eastern Afghan city Jalalabad when gunmen stormed a government building. The Taliban denied responsibility. In the Philippines, at least 11 were killed when a bomb in a van exploded at a military checkpoint. Tuesday's blasts occurred on the island of Basilan, a stronghold of the Abu Sayyaf militant group. Investors responded positively to a report the U.S. and China will restart trade talks to ease tensions, the Dow Jones Index jumping over 100 points to 25,415. Tech giant Apple's third-quarter earnings beat analyst forecasts driven by iPhone sales and revenue from its App Store, Apple Music, and iCloud, posting revenues over $50 billion and moving it ever closer to a $1 trillion market value. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.